let me talk a few minutes about treatment, shockwave. I mean, I actually, a very good veterinarian that graduated a year behind me in school who practices in the Northwest had a question at our last lameness meeting in August, was saying, does shockwave really work? Well, here's what I can tell you about my opinion about shockwave. Number one, for the MDs in the room, there's a brand new book that's just come out in the last year on shockwave. A lot of it's been research and work that's been done. So there is some research now, but there isn't a lot. But most importantly to me is that the research has been done in people where people can identify whether it hurts or not. They're saying it works. And the most classic, if you want to know how shockwave, I'm sure everybody knows about shockwave, focused ultrasound beams. The interesting part about the book that they've told me about, the authors, I met the authors at a human meeting in San Diego last spring, is that it started for plantar fasciitis, which is the heel spurs, okay? And if you've, does anyone have those? I don't. Okay, they're painful, I hear, very painful. But when they take a lateral x-ray of the foot, in a lot of cases they saw what they thought was a big spur coming off of the heel. Shockwave was initially used to break up bladder stones. And so they thought, the orthopods are thinking, okay, this big, huge spur is digging into the soft tissues in the foot, and that's why every time you take a step, it kills, okay? So they said, well, we break up these stones. Maybe we can use this thing and break up that spur. So they did a trial then trying to break up the spur in people's foot, and what they found is it was some high number, 80%, let's say, came improved in their clinical signs or became completely sound or pain-free. Not one of them changed on radiographs. The radiographs stayed the same. And they thought, okay, that doesn't make sense. What's happening? And what they realized is it was an enthesiopathy. They were treating a soft tissue insertion onto the calcaneus, the heel bone, and that spur is not a spur. It's now another big word, enthesiophyte. It's a bone remodeling at the insertion of the soft tissue, and that's why shockwave works. Now, if anyone, you haven't tried that or whatever, I heard it's incredibly painful to get that process, so I've heard some of them will actually anesthetize a people if that bad, but for people. Horses don't seem to mind. We've never had a horse have a problem with that. So, what about shockwave? Do I think it works? In one word, absolutely. In four or five more words, but it depends on what you're treating. Number one, what the problem is you're treating, and more importantly to me, is if you shockwave, if the problem's here and you shockwave here, it's not going to work. If the problem's here, you got a shockwave there, and so how do we know? Well, that's where bone scan has helped us dramatically, is bone scanning allows us to see specifically where the spot is. And to that hawk I just showed you, she called me yesterday and said, horse is 100%. I'm amazed. Two shockwave treatments, and it was a pretty lame horse. But that's what shockwave is for, is soft tissue where it inserts onto bone specifically. It has revolutionized this collateral ligament. So there's an x-ray showing how the angle that we shockwave down into the collateral ligaments. It's a fabulous treatment for those anywhere in the body, but specifically these coffin joint collateral ligaments. What I can tell you is that if you go online and read about collateral ligaments of the horse's foot, I don't know if any of our papers are going to start showing up there, but you might see one from Europe where they had an 18% return to function with horses that had a collateral ligament of the coffin joint. Well, I know the researcher, Dr. Dyson, and we were on the program together at the World Cup 2 years ago in Amsterdam, and she was telling me that what they had done is they had rested the horses in their population for the most part. They hadn't done any other treatment. Well, in ligament problems, that makes sense to rest. It didn't work with these collateral ligaments of the coffin joint and some of the other joints. Rest doesn't make a difference. The horse gets better, possibly, but 2 weeks back into work and he's just as lame as he was. I don't care if you gave him 6 months or a year. Some of them come back just as lame as they were. This case, and it helps with the collateral ligaments, which are around the joint, not necessarily even in, but around. Branch desmitis of the fetlock, a lot of things that are incredibly exciting for us.